Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets fell sharply, jolted by a series of damaging revelations around President Trump, including allegations that he disclosed classified information to Russian officials and reports that he pressed former FBI Director James Comey to drop a probe into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The net result was the Dow tumbled 373 points, or 1.8%. Broader S&P also down 1.8%. That was its worst one-day fall since September 9. And it was the financial sector down just over 3% that headed those sector declines. The NASDAQ slumped 2.6%. That was its steepest single session decline since the day after Britain voted to exit the European Union back on June 24 last year. Former FBI Director James Comey is set to address a congressional committee next Wednesday, May 24, so there might be a few more days of uncertainty yet. I note one of the investment banks has perhaps prematurely coined the phrase James and the Giant Impeachment to describe the unfolding events in Washington. Europe's main markets also rattled by the latest controversy engulfing the Trump administration. Financial stocks noticeably weak on concerns the US government's proclaimed growth agenda may be derailed. DAX down 1.4%, CAC down 1.6%. London's FTSE fell a more modest 0.25%. Latest data showing Britain's unemployment rate fell to its lowest level since 1975 at just 4.6% for the March quarter. However, real wages growth did remain elusive. Base metals mostly firm, albeit copper's a touch weaker, around $2.54 a pound. Spot iron ore, higher and lower grades, both firmer. 62% fines up $1.03 to 1.7%. Though that rally came after a strong session on Chinese commodity futures markets, which also continued overnight. So there might be a bit of respite there again for the resource stocks today. Gold futures jumped $22.30 to settle at $12.5870. That came with the US dollar index eroding further along with US bond yields. Oil prices rallied, buoyed by the latest official inventory data from the Energy Information Administration that recorded a sixth consecutive weekly decline in crude stocks. WTI up 41 cents to $49.07 a barrel. That's its highest settlement in almost 3 years. US bond markets rallied as part of the broader move into safe haven assets. That left 10-year Treasury yields down about 10 basis points at 2.22%. That's the lowest since about mid-April. Fed fund futures markets now currently pricing in around a 70% likelihood of a US rate hike in June. That's down from about 90% earlier this month. Volatility roared back, volatility index jumping more than 40% to its highest level since April 21, near 15.59. And the Aussie dollar is a touch firmer, traders eyeing today's Australian jobs data for April due out at 11:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, buying around 74.34 US cents.